It's an advertising game. And so with one of our clients, when we ran that analysis, historically, in our attribution showed that it was highly effective for your law firm. And that's what we like to focus on initially, is bringing that data together. And once we have that in place, that's where we really can start doing some of the interesting things around attribution and the impact of all the different marketing activities you're doing on your case counts and revenue.
Welcome to Trial Lawyer View, the podcast dedicated to the fierce yet compassionate lawyers who fight every day for justice in the courtroom. Our guests are top trial lawyers and their firms who share their stories and experiences, offering valuable insights into their journey, as well as expert guests who provide actionable strategies and practical tips for personal injury lawyers looking to optimize their operations, enhance client service, and drive growth in their practices. Trial Lawyer View is brought to you by Synergy. At Synergy, we aren't just a service provider. We are a strategic partner for personal injury law firms, seamlessly integrating with law firms to boost efficiency from day one. Outsourcing cumbersome administrative tasks like lien resolution and Medicare compliance to an expert partner like Synergy enables personal injury firms to focus on what they do best.
Welcome to Trial Lawyer View. I appreciate you giving me the gift of your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Excited to be here.
Well, since you're a legal marketing expert, I wanted to dive right in. And, you know, I knew that just from our own business that marketing measuring is kind of complex, and especially for law firms when they've got multiple channels. Why is it crucial for a personal injury firm to take a holistic approach in measuring the impact of all their marketing efforts? And how does that contribute to ultimately figuring out how to grow case volume and improving their overall marketing performance?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing to really talk about there, Jason, is marketing data centralization. So in a lot of the experience that I've had in legal services, what I've found is there's a lot of fragmented data. Right. So you have your traditional advertising data that you may be tracking in spreadsheets. You have, you know, an internal CRM where you're tracking like your lead volume and your case counts. Maybe that's being done in a spreadsheet as well. I've seen that being done as well. And then you have all of your digital advertising platforms. So if you're running Google or Meta, you know, those different areas, all that data lives in those platforms. And so what we like to focus on very first is and what our software does is centralizing all of that data into a single source, because that's where you really can start getting some insights and an understanding of, you know, how is this performing holistically and how can we start looking at this as a holistic program versus maybe sort of fragmented and segmented as it is today. And so that's where we start. And that's what we like to focus on initially, is bringing that data together. And once we have that in place, that's where we really can start doing some of the interesting things around, you know, attribution and the impact of all the different marketing activities you're doing on your case counts and revenue.
So that leads me to the next question. Can you explain how data-driven marketing strategies can help a PI firm achieve better returns on their marketing spend, and what role the data centralization plays in that? Like, more specifics, because, you know, I know that Tap In Digital emphasized the importance of optimizing their marketing investments through these data points.
Yeah. So I think first off, it's important to talk about, you know, how legal services and other businesses typically attribute credit to marketing activities. So a lot of time what's happening is you're attributing credit to the last thing the consumer interacted with, right? So a lot of times what that ends up being is Google search, right? So somebody's in an accident, they've seen your billboard, and then they go on Google and they search for your personal injury firm. They come in, they sign up, you know, they become a client. Your internal systems typically are going to attribute all of the credit of that case to Google, right? But it's not looking at the effect that that billboard or other offline or more traditional advertising has had on generating that search and generating that interest. And so what we like to do is we like to bring in, again, back to data centralization, so creating that holistic view. And then we're going to build, you know, different systems that are based on, you know, advanced analytics and data science to take into account everything that's happening from a marketing perspective and attributing credit to the case counts that you're generating across the entire mix. And so we're not doing that based on what the last thing somebody interacted with. We're doing that based on, you can think of it in terms of a correlation analysis and looking at the movements of the different marketing activities that you're doing over time and how that correlates to your case counts and revenue over those periods. That's our approach and how we think about ensuring that we're looking at everything that's occurring from a marketing perspective.
So if a law firm's doing TV, radio, Google Ads, SEO, dumping money into a lot of different channels, and they start to, you know, look at the attribution data and measure and optimize their marketing performance, what do you typically see? How does that play out? Is that then a movement of money and time between those different mediums, or is it just telling you where you might want to concentrate more time, effort, and money?
So the way that we start is once we've done the initial, you know, data centralization, media mix modeling, the attribution analysis on that data, what we're going to do then is take, you know, as an example, let's say this personal injury firm is planning to spend $1 million in advertising in April. They're going to give us that budget number. And what we're going to do is we're going to run that through our model based on the attribution analysis and come out with a budget recommendation based on that across those different channels. You know, typically we have some historical data. We know what's been spent up until that point. And so what we'll show is here are where we're seeing the changes in terms of budget allocation within your existing budget. And here's what we expect the outcome to be in terms of case counts based on making that optimization and reallocating those dollars based on what our modeling is showing.
So what you're talking about, I think from doing my due diligence in preparation for the podcast, is this idea of media mix modeling. And I'm curious, how do you see that type of analysis changing the way law firms think about their marketing spend? What does it change, or what data does it give them that really makes a difference in the way they can get ROI from the dollars they're putting into marketing?
Yeah. So I think, you know, let's talk a little bit about the history of media mix modeling and where it's been really effective historically is with like big CPG companies that are spending, you know, hundreds of millions on advertising in a year. And a lot of the purchases are actually happening in store, right? So people are like going to the grocery store and buying paper towels. How do you understand how the advertising that you're doing on TV, digitally, et cetera, is influencing the purchase behavior of somebody that's buying something inside of a grocery store? And so that's where like this approach that we use really has been used historically. And now, because of a lot of changes that have happened on in the digital environment with privacy regulation, et cetera, it's really come back and is being used in the kind of current state with advertisers that are doing a lot of offline advertising along with digital. So again, where personal injury firms are doing a combination of those things, this approach in media mix modeling is really effective at helping them understand how all of that offline activity, so TV, billboard, radio, et cetera, is impacting their case counts and being able to attribute credit back to those activities to understand what the optimal spend should be in those areas. And so that's really where what we see typically, Jason, is, again, back to what I was talking about earlier, there's over attribution in digital channels like Google and Meta and under attribution in offline channels like TV, radio, billboard. And what this approach does is help you see and attribute credit to those offline activities.
Yeah, I know that marketing data is usually pretty fragmented for nearly any corporation, and I know law firms are no different. How do your tools like your data portal help law firms consolidate and get actionable insight into that data to improve their marketing performance?
Yeah, so we've built software that has the ability to go out and aggregate that data. And so I'll kind of break it out into a few different examples. So first off, with any digital advertising that you're doing, we have connectors into all the major marketing platforms. So again, we'll use Google as an example. And so what we do there is the personal injury firm that we're working with, they just simply need to authenticate our access to their Google platform. And once that's done, that data starts flowing into our system. So the digital side is super easy, super straightforward. It's a couple clicks on the law firm side to bring that data in. When it comes to the traditional advertising, that's where it can get a little more complex because the way they're getting that data is typically varies across the type of advertising that they're doing from an offline perspective. But if you're getting clearance logs from your media buyers on like the TV side or the radio side, you can just send us that data and we have experience parsing that out and organizing that data into our system. If you're tracking it in a spreadsheet and you have that spreadsheet information, we have a lot of clients that just send us the spreadsheet and then we build a process on our side to take the information out of the spreadsheet and automate that to be put into our data, into our databases. And so again, our objective is to make it super straightforward for these law firms and require very little time and energy on their side to get their data centralized within our platform. And so we've built a ton of different processes to manage these different areas. And then ultimately, we're very flexible and we'll figure things out and kind of problem solve based on the different use cases that come about.
What do you typically see when a law firm onboards with you guys in terms of your services and analyzing the different channels and all the data? What is typically the learn for a personal injury firm that they take away from that?
Yeah, I think number one, it's just having the ability to see your data in a centralized way. A lot of them haven't had that before. They've had to either spend a lot of time and energy, like manually bringing the data together and trying to organize it in a way where they can look at their holistic program in one place. So I think that's like the first reaction is, oh, wow, I can now see all my digital advertising data, my traditional advertising data, and my case count and revenue information in a single source. So that's really the first reaction that we typically see, Jason, with that. And then the second piece is once we've done the media mix modeling and the attribution, it's typically they're surprised by how effective a lot of the offline strategies are and how they should be allocating more budget to those areas and spending more in those areas to drive better results. So I think those are kind of the two key things that we typically see.
So along those same lines, is there a particular success story in the work that you guys have done with personal injury firms where your marketing strategies and data analytics were able to make a significant change in client acquisition?
Yeah. So one example that we like to talk about is one of our clients. And when we start with the data work and the attribution analysis, we like to start by looking at 2 years of historical data because we want to understand, seasonal trends, other kind of non-marketing impacts to case counts. We know there are several in personal injury with weather and things of that nature, and also get a sense of what's happened historically from a marketing perspective. And so with one of our clients, when we ran that analysis, one thing that our model showed was, hey, radio historically in our attribution showed that it was highly effective for your law firm. Well, they had recently shut off some of the radio spend in their radio advertising because they didn't necessarily have the internal tracking and mechanisms to understand the effect that it was having on case counts. And so what we did with them is they operate in a few different markets. And so what we did is say, okay, let's go to one of your markets and let's turn radio back on in that market. And let's watch to see what effect it has within that market against the other markets that aren't running radio. And so we crafted that, helped them design that test. They went and executed on that test and saw some really good results in terms of the lift of radio advertising in that market. And now it's something they can add back in to their overall mix moving forward. So that's an example of where, you know, we're able to uncover something like that, go set up a controlled test to validate the result, and then look at the results of the test and then build kind of the plan based on that going forward. Just mention is, and I haven't really talked about it, is we do pull in non-marketing data into our models. So you can think of this like in personal injury, we pull in competitive spend information that we have access to, so we can understand what your competitors are spending in the market and how that's impacting your business. We also pull in, like I mentioned, weather data in certain markets that we work in where, you know, weather is a driver of accidents that occur. And so we actually tie in and pull that data in so we can attribute and say, this is actually, our model is saying, this is how much weather is having an impact on your business and on your case counts. So something that's separate from marketing, just things that happen externally that impact what you're doing, all of that's included in our analysis and how we're looking at attributing the effectiveness of different things.
Seems as though without this kind of data and insights, that really there's, you know, it's like driving in the dark without your headlights. Like you can't see anything, right? And without that attribution information and, you know, being able then to adjust your spend to get the most out of it, you're flying blind.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, you end up spending a lot of time trying to put the data together and try to understand it. And, you know, we have expertise in that area, can really help in that area and take that off your plate. So you can spend, because the thing I love about, you know, personal injury is there's so many creative advertisers out there, right? Like it's an advertising game, because you've got to create that awareness because, you know, accidents just happen. You know, you can't predict when accidents are going to happen. It's not a business like that. And so you have to be top of mind and present all the time. And so in that, then you also have to be creative so you can stand out against the competition. And so we really like partnering with these groups because you get to see a lot of interesting tactics and things that they're taking to do those things. And we want to be the data partner and helping make sure they have the data that they need and let them, you know, continue to do the great things and focus on the creative side and some of the advertising things that they're already doing. And so, you know, that's where we find it to be really effective in terms of the partnerships that we've been able to create.
Yeah, we see some really creative stuff here in Orlando since we're home to Morgan & Morgan. And mm-hmm. I've had Mike Morris on the podcast and seen some of the stuff that he does, which is really creative too. I mean, it's pretty cool to see some of the thought leaders in how they market and position themselves and differentiate themselves. So that's a really great point. So last question, as a marketing expert in the realm of personal injury law firms, what's your view? And this is open-ended question, talk about anything you want, maybe reemphasize something you already talked about or something that we haven't touched upon yet in concluding the episode.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's reemphasizing a lot of things that I've already talked about. But, you know, ultimately, the first step is, you know, make sure you have a plan and process in terms of how you're organizing your data, right? And how you're able to visualize and look at, understand trends, understand what's happening, being able to look at the holistic picture is critical, right? If you're trying to move data between spreadsheets and grab data here and do it there, I mean, that's number one, you're spending a lot of time and energy doing that. It's costly from a business perspective. And then it's prone to human error and issues, right, with trying to move all of that data around. So I think that's just super critical. And what we've seen in our experience, and a lot of our clients are just super excited about having that organized data. We haven't even got into the attribution work yet. They just like to have that centralized view. And then I think on the second part, it's, you know, and personal injury attorneys know this. They know that, you know, billboards and TV and radio and these offline strategies are what's needed. And, you know, what I would say is we want to be able to help put data against that so you are optimizing the investments that you're making in those channels. Because a lot of times you're doing it based off gut feel or you're doing it based off, hey, we've always spent, you know, we've always spent $5 million a year on TV. That's just what we do. We spend $5 million, seems to work. We're getting enough, you know, cases and to offset the marketing expense. And so it's working. And really what we want to be able to do is come in and say, well, actually, maybe you should be spending $10 million a year in TV and radio and billboard in these areas. And this is the type of return that you can expect on doing that. So we want to help, you know, be able to grow your case counts, make it more efficient for you. In the examples and in the partnerships that we've had, it's been fun to see some of the results and some of the things that can be generated through this approach.
So Kirk, if someone's listening to the podcast and they're interested in learning more about Tap In and digital and how to work with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, tapindigital.com, and there's a form on there that you can just give us some information and we'll follow up with you. You can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. So Kirk Nielsen on LinkedIn. You can send me an email, kirk@tapindigital.com. But you know, those are going to be the best ways to get in touch with us. And you know, we share a lot of information on our LinkedIn account, so you can go learn a lot about kind of our team and our product and the service that we provide there. But yeah, those are the best ways.
Thanks for joining me today on the podcast, Kirk, and we'll see everybody on the next episode of Trial Lawyer View.
Thanks, Jason.
Here is another episode of Trial Lawyer View. We hope you enjoy today's guest and discussion. Tune in to our next episode for more helpful insights from fellow trial lawyers and practice experts. This podcast is brought to you by Synergy. Visit partnerwithsynergy.com to learn more about how Synergy can free your firm to focus on what it does best.